guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
Have you guys heard about Shudder? It's a video streaming service. It's a video streaming service, and it's dedicated to horror. It's got all kinds of crazy horror movies you can't get anywhere else.
Wow, tell me more.
There's tons, Jim. It's got horror films that you don't find anywhere. It's got Dario Argento films. It's got Lake Bodom. That's not on anything else. It's got a bunch of exclusives you can't get anywhere else. The best part is that right now, instead of just doing a 7-day trial with them, if you use our promo code WEWATCHED,
boom,
in the link below, wow, you guys can get 30 free entire days of it.
This is an incredible offer, Michael. Let me ask you something else. Surely this service, this incredible service offering thousands and thousands of horror movies that people love, it's gotta cost at least $60 a month, right?
No, Jim.
Wow.
Not at all.
Insane. We're just giving it away.
And they've got something coming up in July. You guys remember Joe Bob Briggs, right?
I know
you
Joe
like
Bob.
Joe Bob.
No,
I know you like Joe Bob Briggs. You like Joe Bob Briggs. Joe Bob Briggs, what are your favorite?
I had a flashback to my ex-marriage.
But they have it's called like the last drive-in or whatever. You remember Joe Bob Briggs from TNT?
Love that show.
He used to sit in the lawn chair talking about movies.
That was cooler.
They're doing a 24-hour streaming marathon with him with movies like this one that we're reviewing today, Sleepaway Camp, which is on Shudder right now as well. Lake Bodom's on there. There's a new movie called Downrange that's only on there. Better Watch Out, one that we reviewed past Christmas.
Yeah, good stuff.
Only on Shudder. There's a ton of awesome stuff. And again, 30 days using the code WEWATCHED down below.
So it's kind of like we're Lawrence Fishburne offering you a choice. After this, there is no going back.
You know,
the blue pill and you choose not to take this service.
Let me just show you.
You wake up, the story ends, you take the red pill, and we'll show you just how far Shudderland goes.
Okay, guys, so here's Shudder. This is Downrange, one of the movies that we were talking about. There's a whole section of collections in this. If you're down with, like, completist stuff, if you really love to just, like, watch certain genres at a time and just get really deep into them, this makes it really, really easy to do that. So just go to collections. I thought I clicked it, but I didn't. you go, there's a Schools Out themed one for everybody getting out of school. There's Vengeance. Then these are just lists of movies. There's curator-made movies, Get Rad, Aliens, all sorts of rad stuff. Now, this one's only on Shudder right here, and this one is movies that you can't get streamed anywhere else. Alice, Sweet Alice, Night School, Stir of Echoes, Alone in the Dark, Reanimator. Just, you guys, just looking at this, you can tell the list of horror movies on here is legit. Dario Argento's Demons 1 and 2. You don't find this stuff on the other streaming services. Better Watch Out. I did not know, and I'm not even like feigning excitement right now just because we're doing this for Shudder. I'm actually enjoying the bejesus out of Shudder right now. It's super fantastic. So let's go to my list. You can see Revenge. That's not on there yet, but it's going to be. I can't wait to watch that. Do you guys remember Faces of Death? That is messed up. I was so psyched to find that on here. House of the Devil, that's a Patreon review somebody requested. That movie's jacked up. Castle Freak, I've never seen. Like, if you're like me and you really want to expand your horror horizons and learn about a whole bunch of other horror movies that you haven't seen, that's the most exciting part. House 1 and House 2. Basket Case, I've never seen that. Microwave Massacre, We Are Still Here is underrated as hell. Zombie, I've never seen that movie, if you can believe that. Blood Range, there's all sorts of crazy movies that you really wouldn't get anywhere else. Patrick is a Patreon review somebody requested. Jeffrey Dahmer Files is really messed up. The Exorcist 3, I'm not going to go through every single one of these, but Phantasm, they've got the Crystal Lake Memories, they've also got the Freddy documentary on there, Cabin Fever, Grave Encounters, we're in Grave Encounters 2, by the way, I don't know if anybody knows that, but it's weird. Dead Time Stories, there it is, Never Sleep Again. There's a documentary about Fright Night, The Perfect Host is underrated. Just did John Dies at the End, if you want to see that. Again, it's $4.99 a month, but you get the first 30 days free for us.
And we're back!
So, Sleepaway Camp. A lot of you guys have requested this. This request is especially for Stephen Moore, who's an awesome dude. Thank you, dude. You picked an amazing movie. We've been wanting to review this for forever. And man, it's nut crazy.
Nut so, fut so. But holy Cheetos, it goes down further than I've ever thought. You know what? I remember this movie back when I was a kid. I never watched it all the way through, I don't think, because Jason wasn't in it. I was like, what is going on? And then I turned it off. But then recently having, you know, like a cool guy that you are requesting it, I could go back and watch it. And I gotta say, you're right. You are absolutely right. It goes crazy town in Alice in Wonderland town. It starts off as a basic regular slasher film, you know, and it's a very wholesome tale about school kids going to camp and one guy and girl that are damaged and, well, not the guy, but the girl's damaged and they're just trying to find themselves and then a killer strikes. I mean, it's the age-old tale of Aquarius.
He should be damaged, though. You know, right, as soon as the movie starts, you know what you're in for. It's going to be a good time, Sally.
Well, the unique thing about this movie is it's a combination of, like, cheesiness, which is, like, it's obvious overload cheesiness, but actually some cool scenes in it and some decent acting. Like, I don't know if the acting is on purpose.
I wouldn't go that far.
No. That's what I was going to say. I think they were trying to be serious, but the acting came off cheesy. Because yeah. I was going to say, if they were on purpose being cheesy, they're the greatest actors of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the greatest actors of all time.
It felt a lot like Jason Lives in the fact that it was funny. But when the horror strikes in this, it strikes even way deeper than that. Like, when the deaths happen, it's gruesome.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It's also, I think it's the way they edited it, but it felt episodic in some way. Because, like, it would be edited together, and then it would be, like, and it would be, like, into the next scene. So it felt like something that could be, like, a serial. Like, you were watching it 1 week to the next. Like, they could just have a, like, 30-minute episode, then move on to the next episode.
It'd be a great TV show.
I think Sleepaway Camp would be a fun, but except for the ending kills it.
But when it starts out, dude, like, you know what you're in for, because this dude's standing on a boat, and it's like, the kids come up, and they're obviously going to push him. He's like, oh, what happened? Oh, no!
I like how everybody's face just stared, too.
Yeah. He falls into the water, and then there's this guy and his girl's driving the boat, and he's like, Cindy, seriously, I can't let you drive. I can't let you drive. This is a serious job. Everything's really serious right now. I could lose my job. And he's like, okay, I'll let you drive. So he lets her drive, and then she clearly, obviously, she runs the boat. And she had, it was like you mentioned before, the Zamboni from Deadpool 2. She had so much time to veer off, but instead she was just like, oh, no!
Or the Austin Powers scene's like, wait!
Runs just like 5 minutes later. Into this guy, decapitates him. And then, dude, the creepiest part of this entire movie is that the two main kids, Angela and her brother, their mom, is the scariest thing
she is.
That has ever happened. Which she's talking, she's like, oh yes, you will go to camp and you'll like it. I think I'll make a salami sandwich.
But if you go if you go to camp and I don't see you later on, then I might skin a cat. But that wouldn't be good because the neighbors would look down, but what if they didn't look down? You guys have a good one. Here's a bologna sandwich.
Here's some slapping jewels.
Yeah, lady, you're scaring us. But yeah, she is freaky. And that's another, but you know what? That's actually, as far as the acting ability goes, yes, there's a big spectrum of really crappy, really...
Is it terrible or great, though?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Is the Academy Awards rigged or not? It's a question. But she actually is a good actress as far as playing that crazy, crazy town lady. That was scary at the very beginning of that movie. She could have been, like, the killer, and I would, like, make sense.
You don't know how I got these scars?
Nope. I don't want to know.
She was, like, the mom from the first episode of Erie, Indiana, who was putting people in, like, a Gladware, you know?
Yeah.
She was creepy. But, yeah, no, so when the kill started, I think that the first one, if I'm not mistaken, the first one starts with the creepy molester cook guy.
But now that scene, when he's standing over the boiling pot of water or whatever, and he gets it dumped on his face, and he goes Toxic Avenger style, you actually, to their credit, you actually see the skin start bubbling and getting, you know, he's screaming on the floor as his skin starts melting off and bubbling up.
Nasty.
That was done pretty well. Like, I mean, as a kill, the guy didn't die, but as a kill, not
all the special effects are great, dude. Or the FX on the dead bodies were great. Like, because they tried to do the Jason thing, right? Like, you didn't see the killer until the very end of the movie, and you would just see their hands moving. You'd have to guess who it was. It was pretty obvious to me who it was, but you'd have to guess it just like Jason, but then they would show the dead body, and man, every single dead person had an amazing looking corpse.
Who was the bully girl?
Judy. It was Karen Fields.
Judy. Yeah, she was like the most ratchet girl of all time, and she was like hoeing it around with all the boys at camp, and she got mad at the new girl that started, Angela, the quiet girl. But she also got a camp counselor on her side, which makes no sense. And then they both started bullying her. I was like, God, did you need a hug? Do you need a hug?
Dude, everybody's so mean, but the problem is that all the guys wore midriffs. What was with the midriff shirts?
By the way,
why was that happening?
Just the time.
They're just playing baseball in tube tops.
This movie is so great. It's got Mario Lopez in it as well. That one dude.
He looked
like Mario Lopez. But yeah, the short shorts. But I also thought it was funny that one of the main guys, like the jock boys or whatever, they're trying to get the girls to go with them to go swimming, you know, like skinny dipping. And they're like, no way, we're not going with you, you're full of whatever. And he's like, I knew you guys wouldn't be any fun. Come on, boys, let's take off our clothes and jump in together. I was like, what are you hiding?
Dude, I think the undertones were there, and they were there on purpose. And I think that's actually what...
Yeah, because you would rather go butt naked with your friends. Like, I knew you guys wouldn't be any fun. Come on, Joey, take off your underwear.
City water snakes? And that's another...
Marco Polo.
That's another death that happens. The kid's trying to trick the girl into going skinny dipping, and all of a sudden, he's sitting in the canoe, and he's like... The killer pops up, but you don't see who they are, and he's like, what are you doing here? Wait till I tell Ed! And then it was definitely the worst death.
Yeah.
Because you just see hands come up and dunk him in the water. But what's crazy, dude, is that one of the funniest scenes in the movie is right after that, you see the guy, and he has to go, and his job is to clean up the chairs, and he's picking up the chairs and throwing them. He's cursing and, like, screaming, and he's like, this is crap! This is what you're
going to do! I hate this job!
Up yourself! But he stumbles across a dead body, and that is probably, even though this movie's, like, funny and stuff, this is probably the worst dead body I've ever seen, because they show the kid's dead body and the snake comes at, and it's a real snake, comes out of the kid's dead mouth. I mean, his whole body's dead. But the snake comes out and crawls across his face. Man, it grossed me out.
You know what? If these kids had just subscribed to a simple philosophy for premarital sex, pillow pants, none of what would happen. You gotta remember about pillow pants.
The troll.
That's
he'll bite it. He'll bite it off!
Yeah, he will. It's a graboid. But yeah, so yeah, as far as like the body though, the effects, the FX effects, like you mentioned, the practical effects for the bodies, they look really good. For I don't know if this movie was low budget. It feels low budget. I'm not
sure. For sure.
But it's
done well.
It's done really well. And it's a fun movie too. It's definitely a popcorn movie. There's no really jump scares or anything like that that's going to get you. I mean, and the scenes aren't grotesque and completely gory, so you can't like not watch them.
It's fun. It's just easy to watch.
Yeah, it's a really fun movie.
You can laugh. You can just sit back and have a good time. You can do other things while you watch it. It's a really pleasant movie to watch. And that sounds messed up because this movie's gross, but the deaths are really, really fun, even though you don't see the killer. The main jerk kid, when he walks in, he's like, yo, I'll meet you guys at the baseball field in a second. I gotta take a wicked dump. Grabs a magazine, sits down, and the killer puts the beehive in. And you don't see it happening, but they lock him in. And when he comes out, dude, the pus is like coming out and he's bubbling. Amazing kills.
The main question I had is, why didn't you just go underneath the stall doors? It's locked, but you could go underneath.
That's what I thought too, but I couldn't tell. Maybe it was all the way down.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
What is it, a prison?
But he basically got the Macaulay Culkin My Girl death in the end.
Sad times.
But dude, I mean, if you think about it, like they did the Jason thing again where you only see the hands, but the kills were so much better. Now, not better than all of them. The Kevin Bacon arrow through the
throat. There were some of them that were done really well.
All encompassing, just about every kill in Sleepaway Camp, as much as people make fun of it, the kills were great. There was another kill with one of the main girls where she's in the bathtub and she's taking a shower because she's going to go have dinner with that creepy old guy. I don't know what was going on there. But
older men.
The girl puts the knife in the back of the tub and somehow gets, it was like the Scream 2 death in the ear, and it goes all the way up her back and you see it really well up. And that weird cop that goes in, who reminds me of Party Boy.
Did you see his fake mustache?
Cabin Fever? Yeah. He reminds me of Party Boy from Cabin Fever. He's like, is there a party, guys? Yeah. Like, he's like Boomer from Blink-182. He walks in and he just walks back out and he's just like, oh no.
He felt like that dude. He's like,
oh no.
Oh my god.
That smells just like baloney.
The main guy, the camp owner, was immediately on Ricky's case and he thought he killed, like, he's like, I knew it. I knew this kid. And it's like, he was the meanest guy ever. And then he's like, child abuse, because he pimp slaps the hell out of Ricky. He's like, Ricky! Ricky! I thought it was you. And it felt like Lubis in like Halloween 4. It's like, do you know he's dead, Jamie? Or Halloween 5. He's like, you're dead, Jamie! He does. He like literally beats this dude down WWE style. Like, I saw the elbow. He was like, and then he jumps up after he's like bloodied this kid. He's like, I gotta get out of here.
That guy was hilarious. Like, I liked him up to then. He seemed like a cool guy, you know. But I don't know, dude. Every single character in this is likable in their own weird way. Even the jerk kids are likable in their own weird way. Yeah. And Angela, the entire time, she's scared to death to speak. And that one kid, dude, Paul, is the biggest creeper of the entire movie. Cause he, like, at first Angela's like, you're kind of nice, I'm gonna talk to you. But then he keeps getting pushy. He was like, come on, Angela, God!
He got to creepy level 9, which is only accessible by the game genie.
And you can't, guys, if you watch this and you're young, do not talk to women like this, cause it's not gonna
work. I like how he also
like, come on, please, just once, come on, please, just forgive me, just forgive me.
Yeah. Seriously, another chance.
please,
another chance.
Please,
another chance.
Please,
another
please.
Chance. And she goes, leave me alone. It's like,
please.
So you're saying there's a chance? By the time you get to the end of it, the big reveal happens. And honestly, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see that coming. Nobody saw that coming. I didn't see it at all. Like, with the reveal that Angela was actually the boy that survived the very beginning of the movie. She's one of she was the brother that the crazy mom dressed up as a girl, and she's been living as a girl the entire time. And that's why she didn't want to go in the water. She didn't shower with the other girls because she has a Captain Winky. So she didn't, that's why she kept it all secret. And at the very end, when she tells Paul, finally Creep Paul gets what he wants. And she's like, let's take our clothes off. And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, oh my God. And then when, you know, the other counselors and the cop are sneaking up after they find the other kid beaten in the forest, they see her holding his head and just like rocking back and forth and her butt naked, and runs over and says, oh my God, what's going on? And you see Paul's head, she's cut Paul's head off.
But wait, Because it gets really, for a movie that was like, we're just having fun, and like this is a joke, and this is a good time.
It went Maury Povich. It gets
really altruistic, man. Because it goes into this black room where she's a boy, and her brother are like reaching towards each other, or they're watching her dad in the bed with the other guy, and laughing, and it's really weird and out there, man. And then they show that, oh my god, that mom, again. The mom was like, yes, you'll be a girl. I've always wanted a little girl. I'll call you Angela. Yeah, for Angel. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my god, I don't want to be here anymore.
Can I go back home, please?
If you guys have ever got a chance to watch this Antonio Banderas film called The Skin I Live In.
That's a great movie.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It will mess you up, Jim.
It's a really good movie, though.
Same storyline there.
After, you know, she's decapitated Paul, and she's, you know, the counselors are running up to her. She stands up, and then she does this Wolverine, and then, like, you see everything. Like, you it's revealed that she's the boy. Yeah. And it's like, she's oh my god. She's
standing there, dingy and all, just screaming.
Actually, it was creepy the way that they zoom in, and you see it. And she's like,
It's scary.
That's kind of the way you feel the first time you look in the mirror. You think that you're buff, and you see that you're not. You're like, The realization just dawned on me.
But yeah, dude, this is an 8.5 for me. Right up there. Wow. On the Richter.
I'm going to be fair. I'm going to give it a 15. No, I'm going to give it a 7. I enjoyed it for an hour, 28-minute movie that was made in 1983 on a low budget. And it's formulaic. I mean, there's a lot of things that's been done before many a times. But still, it does something unique at the end because it has a psychological twist that really, I think, for a lot of people, like you said, didn't see it coming.
It's up in your lucky charms.
Because then you're like, you know, you're on your Green Day ride, and all of a sudden it goes into Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne time at the very end, because you're like, wow, I need to call my mother and father and have a discussion about things.
Steve Moore, dude, thank you. This is a fun movie to
would
watch.
Would you recommend watching it every Halloween, though?
Yeah, I would. And I'm going to say,
that for sure.
Down the road, far down the road, because we don't want to poo where we eat. definitely far down the road. It would be fun once we forget a little
bit. Be a man and say poopy.
Once we forget it a little bit, it'll be really fun to do a commentary of this way down the road somewhere for like an October horror month or something. That would be a really good time. So we'll totally do that. But yeah, dude, thank you. That's a great recommendation. And guys, don't forget, seriously, check out Shudder. You're horror fans like us. You're going to love this.
Shudder.
And 33 days with our link in the description below. We watched all kinds of
letters. I'm actually surprised. That's amazing. I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite Shudder.
Seriously, you guys will love it. Trust me. Go ahead and check that out. We love your friggin' faces. And if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some whammy.
Wow. Just thinking about Shudder makes me feel all butterfly.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie.